بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده، أما بعد، فقال أمير المؤمنين في الحديث الإمام البخاري رحمه الله تعالى: حدثنا محمد بن عبد العزيز قال حدثنا عبد الملك بن الخطاب بن عبيد الله بن أبي بكرة البصري لقيته بالرملة قال حدثني راشد أبو محمد عن شهر بن حوشب عن أم الدرداء عن أبي الدرداء رضي الله تعالى عنه وعنهم قال أوصاني رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بتسعين: لا تشرك بالله شيئا وإن قطئت أو حرقت، ولا تتركن الصلاة المكتوبة متعمدا، ومن تركها متعمدا بريئت منه الذمة، ولا تشربن الخمر فإنها مفتاح كل شر، وأطي والديك وإن أمراك أن تخرج من دنياك فاخرج لهما، ولا تنازعن ولاة الأمر وإن رأيت أنك أنت، ولا تفرر من الزحف وإن هلكت وفر أصحابك، وأنفق من طولك على أهلك، ولا ترفع عصاك على أهلك، وأخفهم في الله عز وجل. حضرت أبو الدرداء رضي الله تعالى عنه narrates, he says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam gave me 9 advices. Number 1, do not associate anything as a partner with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do not commit shirk. Do not commit idolatry. Even if you are cut to pieces or burnt. Number 2, never abandon fard salah intentionally. The person who abandons salah intentionally, he loses the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number 3, never drink wine, because it is the key to every evil. Number 4, obey your parents. And if they order you to leave your world, if they order you to get out of your world, if they order you to leave your home, leave your possession, and go away, start a new life, فَخْرُجْ لَهُمَا, then leave for them, leave your possessions for them, leave your home for them. Number 5, وَلَا تُنَازِعَنَّ وُلَاتَ الْأَمْرِ, never contend with the rulers. Never create a dispute with the rulers. Even if you think you are on haq and you are right. Number 6, وَلَا تَفْرِرْ مِنَ الزَّحْفِ, do not run away from the battlefield. Do not flee from the battle. وَإِنْ هَلَكْتَ, even if you perish, وَفَرَّ أَصْحَابُكَ, and your comrades and your companions run away from the battlefield. You should not flee. Number 7, وَأَنْفِقْ مِنْ طَوْلِكَ عَلَىٰ أَهْلِكَ, and spend on your family from your wealth. This is the seventh advice that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam gave to Abu Darda radiyallahu anhu. And through the medium of Abu Darda radiyallahu anhu, this advice is given to every individual of the ummah to come until the day of Qiyamah. وَأَنْفِقْ مِنْ طَوْلِكَ, and spend from your wealth, spend from your means, عَلَىٰ أَهْلِكَ, upon your family. Family here refers to wife, children, and relatives. Normally, when one desires to spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he spends on poor people, needy people, in good causes such as printing books, distributing religious books, construction of masajid, construction of madaris, running of masajid, running of madaris. And he tends to spend on those people or those places which are strange. Strange meaning which is not his family. Because psychologically he feels that if I spend on my wife, I'm not spending that money in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That money remains in my house. If I spend on my children, I'm not spending that in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That money is remaining with me. It is in my home. So if my wife is benefiting from my money, I am benefiting from it. So it's not as if I have spent it in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if my wife benefits from my wealth, or my children benefit from my wealth, or my brothers or my uncles or my aunts, if they spend from my wealth, it is as if I'm benefiting. So when the thought of spending in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes in a person's mind, the poor wife or the needy children or the uncles or the aunts or the cousins who are destitute do not come in mind. It is for this reason Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam in many ahadith have pointed out to the ummah that if your wife, if your children, if your brothers, if your sisters, if your near and dear ones, if your relatives, if they are in need, uncles, aunts, cousins, then first you should spend upon them. In a hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, reported by Imam Bukhari rahimahullahu ta'ala on the authority of Hakim ibn Hizam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, al yadul ulya khayrun min al yadis sufla. The upper hand is better than the lower hand. The upper hand is better than the lower hand. Normally, when a person gives, when a person spends, his hand is like this. And the one who takes, his hand is like this. So normally when a person gives something to somebody, his hand is the upper hand. And when a person takes something from somebody, his hand is the lower hand. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said that the upper hand, al-yadul munfiqah, the spending hand, is better than the taking hand. The upper hand is better than the lower hand. It means the giving hand is better than the taking hand. Or the spending hand is better than the asking hand, begging hand. So it is always better to give than to take. And our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam through this hadith has encouraged us to spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as much as possible, whenever possible. The quality of those people who will enter Jannah, the muttaqeen, is alladhina yunfiquna fis sarra'i wad darra. Those who spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during happy moments and during circumstances, during tight moments when they do not have enough wealth. So if they have more money, they spend more. If they have less money, they spend less. But in every circumstance they spend. And encouraging my friends and my associates, my dear ones and near ones, I always say that if a person has 1,000 pounds, and if he is able to spend 10 pounds from that 1,000 pounds, then the person who has 1,000 pennies is also able to spend 10 pennies from the 1,000 pennies that he has. It is same sacrifice, spending 10 pounds from 1,000 pounds and spending 10 pennies from 1,000 pennies. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has encouraged the ummah to give by saying the upper hand, the hand that spends, that the hand that gives, is better than the hand that takes, or the hand that begs. So on one side, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is encouraging to spend. On the other side, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is discouraging from begging. He is discouraging the ummah from asking. So those who spend, or those who are able to spend, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is encouraging them that whatever you have spent in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ittaqun nar walau bi shikki tamratin. If you are so poor that you are only able to spend a part of date, half of date in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, do not look down upon it. Do not feel within yourself that what is the point of spending half a date in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No. Whatever you are able to spend, spend. Because when you spend, whether it is 5 pence, whether it is 1 pence, whether it is 10 pence, you have the upper hand. And the upper hand, the hand that gives, is better than the hand that takes. On the other hand, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is discouraging those people who have the habit of begging, who have the habit of taking things from people, who have the habit of asking from people. He is discouraging them that in every circumstance, try your utmost not to beg, not to ask, not to take from people. Why? Because the hand that takes, the hand that begs, it is of a lower category. So try to exercise as much sabra as possible, as much patience as possible. And only in dire circumstances should you stretch your hand out and ask from people and beg and try to fulfill your need. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in this hadith reported by Hakim ibn Hizam radiyallahu anhu says, "Al yadul ulya khayrun min al yadi sufla." The hand that gives is better than the hand that takes. The hand that spends is better than the hand that asks, that begs. And thereafter, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Now that you have understood that spending upon people is good and giving to people is good, where should you start from? Wabda biman ta'ul. Start from those people who are dependent upon you. Start from those people who you are responsible for. So spend well on your wife, spend well on your children, spend well on your parents, spend well upon your brothers, upon your sisters, those who are depending upon you, those who look up to you. Spend upon them, begin with them." And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Begin with them." In that there is an indication that do not only spend upon them, begin with them and stretch your spending to the strangers as well. So do not deprive them altogether. That the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, spend upon those people who are dependent upon you. That means I only look after my wife, only look after my children, make them as comfortable as possible and ignore the other people. No. Start with your near and dear ones. Start with those people who are dependent upon you. Your wife, your children, your relatives. And extend that spending towards the strangers as well who are not associated to you or who are not related to you. So as I said earlier, that normally the thought process is that I want to spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and spending in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala requires sacrifice. There is love for wealth, and to give in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, 100 pounds from my 200 pounds, so I'm spending 50%. It's a sacrifice. A person will feel the pain, and it is upon this sacrifice and mujahada that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward. So the thought process is that if I spend upon my wife, there is no sacrifice. Because the money is remaining in my own home. The wealth, the benefit of the wealth is coming in my home. If I spend upon my children, my sons, my daughters, the benefit of that wealth is coming in my home. So because of this thought process, which was natural, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam over and over again encouraged us to spend upon our near and dear ones and fulfill their needs first. But whilst spending upon our near and dear ones, we must not forget those people who are far from us. The poor, the destitute, or Dini projects, Dini institutes. And at the same time, we must make sure that we do not spend so much upon our dear and near ones that we become the victims of extravagance. That we spend upon them more than we are supposed to do. And we spoil their lifestyle. And we and they become the victims of fuzul kharchi, israf. So we must make sure that we do not become stingy when it comes to spending upon the family. We do not feel that what's the point of spending upon the family, because there is a lot of reward in spending upon the family as well. And at the same time, we should not spend so much that the other people remain deprived. We should not spend so much that our family become the victim of fuzul kharchi, israf, extravagance, or we encourage them to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because of the excessive wealth that they have. So we need to check on all these points. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam here also is encouraging the ummah, وَأَنْفِقْ مِنْ تَوْلِكَ عَلَىٰ أَهْلِكَ. One of the 9 advices he gave to Abu Darda radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, one advice is that you must spend from your wealth according to your means upon your wife, upon your children, upon your relatives. Now there are many ahadith which mention the virtue of spending on one's family, on one's wife, on one's children, on one's relatives. I will mention a few. Imam Muslim rahimahullah ta'ala narrates a hadith on the authority of Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that there are various avenues where you spend your wealth. Dinarun anfaqtahu fi sabilillah. You have spent a dinar in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, fi sabirillah has 2 meanings. Fi sabirillah, one is jihad. So you have spent a dinar in jihad. A mujahid was going for jihad, you gave him 1 dinar. So you supported jihad by spending 1 dinar. And the other meaning of fi sabirillah is that you spent a dinar in a good cause, a cause pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in construction of a masjid, construction of madrasa. So a dinar, you spend a dinar in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dinarun anfaqtahu fi sabirillah. Wa dinarun anfaqtahu fi raqabatin. You spend a dinar in freeing a slave. وَدِينَارٌ تَصَدَّقْتَ بِهِ عَلَىٰ مِسْكِينَ. And a dinar, you spend a sadaqah upon a miskin, upon a poor person, a destitute. وَدِينَارٌ أَنْفَقْتَهُ عَلَىٰ أَهْلِكَ. And there is another dinar which you have spent upon your family, upon your wife, upon your children, upon your dear and near ones. So you have 1 dinar which you have spent in fi sabilillah, in jihad, or in a good cause liked by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You have another dinar that you have spent in freeing a slave. You have a third dinar that you have spent on a poor person, a miskin, a faqir. And you have a fourth dinar that you have spent on your wife who was in need, who wanted to buy clothes, who was in need of clothes, who was in need of anything. You have spent on your wife, food, drink, children. Out of these four dinar that you have spent, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "A'zamuha ajran alladhi anfaqtahu ala ahlik." The most rewarding dinar is that which you have spent upon your family, upon your wife, upon your children, upon your brothers, upon your sisters. In another hadith narrated by Imam Bukhari, Imam Muslim, rahimahumallahu ta'ala, on the authority of Abu Masud al-Ansari radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, "Idha anfaqa al-muslimu nafaqatan ala ahliha." When a Muslim spends on his family, on his wife, on his children, on his relatives, وَهُوَ يَحْتَسِبُهَا, but he spends with the intention of acquiring reward in the hereafter. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordered me to look after my wife, look after my children, look after my relatives. And spending in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also liked by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if I spend money upon my family, I will be doing two things. Fulfilling the first command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, looking after the family. And number two, spending upon poor, spending upon needy. Fulfilling the needs of Muslims. So I will be doing two things. So I'm spending on my family to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to acquire reward in the hereafter. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, "Kanat lahu sadaqah." This spending upon wife, upon family, upon children will be sadaqah for him. And he will be rewarded on the day of Qiyamah. In another hadith, again narrated by Imam Bukhari, Imam Muslim, rahimahumallahu ta'ala, on the authority of Umm Salama, radiyallahu ta'ala anha, she said, "I asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once gave a sermon. And in that sermon, he directed his attention towards the ladies. And he said, "Tasaddaqna ya ma'sharan nisa." Oh, the group of women, spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fa'inni uritukunna akthar ahlin nar. Because I was shown Jahannam, and majority of the inhabitants of Jahannam were ladies. And I have discussed this in the annual ladies program, that the number of ladies will be more than the number of men. So the inhabitants of Jahannam will be more, the inhabitants of Jahannam, majority of them will be ladies. And the inhabitants of Jannah, majority of them will be ladies. But because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wanted to encourage them to do good and to spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam only mentioned Jahannam. That I was shown Jahannam, and majority of the inhabitants of Jahannam were ladies. So spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَوْ مِنْ حُلِيِّكُنَّ. Even if you have to give away your jewelry, your ornaments, give away in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Umm Salama radiyallahu ta'ala anha, she went home and she had resolved to spend the jewelry that she had in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The narrator of the hadith says that when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave this sermon, the ladies who had adorned themselves with jewelry, they began spending in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala there and then. Bilal radiyallahu anhu was collecting whatever they wanted to give. They took out their earrings, they took out their rings, they took out their necklaces, and Bilal radiyallahu anhu was collecting. And those ladies like Umm Salama radiyallahu ta'ala anha, who did not have their jewelry with them when they returned home,
They also had the zeal to follow the command of Allah subhanahu wa command of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So she came home and she intended to spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So she went to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and she asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Messenger of Allah, Umm Salama radiyallahu anha, that Abu Salama radiyallahu anhu, I am married to Abu Salama radiyallahu anhu. And Abu Salama radiyallahu ta'ala anhu is not well off. At this moment I have more money than Abu Salama radiyallahu anhu. So if I feel like spending in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so instead of spending on the strangers, will I be rewarded in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if I spend on the children of Abu Salama radiyallahu anhu? And she said, innama hum baniya, they are my children also. So Abu Salama radiyallahu ta'ala anhu's children are my children also. If the children of Abu Salama radiyallahu anhu's first wife, they are my stepchildren, they are also my children. And if they are born from me, they are my children. So if I spend on my own children, or if I spend on my stepchildren, will that be regarded as sadaqah in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? She came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and she questioned the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Messenger of Allah, I want to spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Will I be rewarded if I spend on the children of Abu Salama, for whom Abu Salama is responsible? But they are also my children, either stepchildren or my blood children. And if I do not spend upon them, then they will go in this direction, they will go in that direction, and they will begin to beg from people. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, yes, you will be rewarded for whatever you spend upon them. And in another narration of Bukhari, she said, you will have two rewards. If you spend outside the family, you will be given one reward only. Reward of sadaqah, reward of charity. And if you spend on your children, or your family, or dear or near ones, Allah will grant you two rewards. Ajrul qarabati wa ajrul sadaqati. One is the ajr of silatul rahim, tying the bond of kinship, silatul rahim. And you will also be rewarded for sadaqah. You will also be rewarded for sadaqah. So this is the seventh advice of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَأَنْفِقْ مِنْ تَوْلِكَ عَلَىٰ أَهْلِكَ, and spend from the wealth, from the means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you upon your family. We see people in two extremes. There are some who are very, very tied on the family and spend much outside. Their generosity is well known outside, but in the home, they don't spend on their wives and on the children and on their near and dear ones at all. You find so many people spending in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in thousands, whereas their brothers and their sisters, they are paying mortgages, they are in loan, they are suffering. And you have the other extreme, the people spend so much on their family that they have no money for the outsiders, for any dini projects. And they spend so much that they become extravagant and their family resort to disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to refrain from both extremes and take the middle path. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين.
والصلاة والسلام على رسوله سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا اغفر لنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك، يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك. اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا وعذاب الآخرة. اللهم احسن عاقبتنا في الأمور كلها وأجرنا من خزي الدنيا وعذاب الآخرة. يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث، نستغفرك ربنا ونسألك التوبة، وأصلح لنا شأننا كله، ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين، ولا تنزع منا صالح ما أعطيتنا. اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى، واجعل آخرتنا خيرا من الأولى. اللهم زيننا بزينة الإيمان، واجعلنا هداة مهتدين. اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. اللهم اجعل حركاتنا وسكناتنا كلها في محبتك وتقواك. اللهم إنا نسألك حسن الختام والعفو عما سلف وكان. اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا. اللهم إنا نسألك إيمانا لا يرتد، ونعيما لا ينفد، ومرافقة نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم في عالى درجة الجنة جنة الخلد. اللهم اجعل خير أعمالنا خواتيمها، وخير أعمارنا أواخرها، وخير أيامنا يوم نلقاك فيه. يا ولي الإسلام وأهله ثبتنا به حتى نلقاك. اللهم إنا نسألك من الخير كله عاجله وآجله، ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم، ونعوذ بك من شر، ونعوذ بك من الشر كله عاجله وآجله، ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك عبدك ونبيك، ونعوذ بك من شر ما عاد منه عبدك ونبيك. اللهم إنا نسألك الجنة وما قرب إليها من قول أو عمل، ونعوذ بك من النار وما قرب إليها من قول أو عمل. اللهم كل خير لكل مسلم ومسلمة. اللهم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم، وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين، وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين برحمتك يا رب.